An energy expert, Professor Charles Ureidu, has attributed the challenges facing the energy sector to the lack of a clear energy plan for the country. This is further compounded by the inability of the public to conserve the little energy the country is producing. Professor Ureidu, who made these remarks at the ongoing budget advocacy program in Accra, says successive governments have also failed to develop long-term policies to address the energy crisis. Is therefore urging government to implement national agenda policies rather than creating new ones. Mercy Dakun has the rest of the story.
Professor Ureidu questioned why successive governments could not plan in the long term and provide at least a 30-year plan to address the energy crisis. He was worried that only short-term policies are put in place to address issues that are recurrent. He said the energy sector should not be politicized. Rather, it should be the collective efforts of all to achieve desired results.
We don't have any long-term plan for energy provision and energy management in this country. If you should ask now, what is our plan by the year 2030 as far as energy is concerned? Nobody will tell you what the plans are. We don't think beyond 4 years. Every government that comes to power thinks about these things in short terms. When Ghanaians cry and say that we need our energy problems solved, they try to solve them. And once they are solved, they forget about them. It seems as if we are not ready to sit down and have a long-term plan. I know countries that are planning to have by 2020 and another 2030 about 40% of their energy production depending on renewables. But what plans do we have? So I think that we need a think tank that will sit down and plan our energy issues for the next 30 years. This may not be thinkable to many people, but if some people are thinking about 50 years, then why not also let us think about 30 years?
The chief director of the Ministry of Energy, Professor Thomas Akabza, said whilst government has put in place measures to solve the energy crisis, there are programs to address the high rate of losses at ECG. He said with the natural gas in the system, the erratic power cuts will soon be over. Professor Akabza said the ministry is meeting industry on how to strategize to solve the problem. He also hinted that the load shedding exercise will be revised.
I would acknowledge the fact that currently ECG is having challenges in terms of power loss. They are operating about 25% loss now. The international accepted loss level is 18%. You cannot do without those losses because they're transporting through cables. The cables have their own resistance level. So technically, the accepted level of 18%. So 25 is way too high. Now, there are a number of programs in place to ensure that ECG reduces their losses to at least the minimum of 18% acceptable level by end of next year. We understand the impatience of Ghanaians, particularly under the current circumstances of load shedding. In fact, we are meeting industry at the ministry now through us to strategize for them to give us some load. Once that is done, starting tomorrow, we are likely going to revise the load shedding scheme so that at least homes will enjoy load shedding once a week rather than the current erratic load shedding.
The budget advocacy program, which is championed by the Institute of Financial and Economic Journalist, in collaboration with the Ministry of Finance, seeks to create a platform for all stakeholders to disseminate in simple terms policies in the 2015 budget and economic policy statement.